It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
TrumpCare 3.0 is dead for now. On Monday night, Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Mike Lee of Utah simultaneously announced via Twitter that neither of them would support the latest version of the Senate bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. That brings the total to four definite no votes, in addition to Susan Collins and Rand Paul, one more than was needed to kill it.
This is essentially the worst case scenario for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Two more Republican senators, Mike Lee of Utah and Jerry Moran of Kansas, have announced that they will not support the latest version of health care reform. It effectively means this bill is dead. This is what Senator Lee said in his statement last night. Quote, after conferring with trusted experts regarding the latest version of the Consumer Freedom Amendment, I've decided I cannot support the current version of the Better Care Reconciliation Act. In addition to not repealing all the Obamacare taxes, it doesn't go far enough in lowering premiums for middle-class families, nor does it create enough free space from the most costly Obamacare regulations. And Jerry Moran's statement went even further. He said that the Senate needs to start fresh and open up the legislative process. He also said that he would not put his stamp of approval on bad policy. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was already in a difficult position. He needed to hold on to all 50 votes. They had hoped that as early as today, they'd be voting on the motion to proceed to bring the bill to the floor. And it looks as though, at least for now, the Senate version of health care reform has been put on indefinite hold.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had wanted to move ahead with a vote this week, but was forced to abandon that plan after Senator John McCain underwent surgery Friday to remove a blood clot above his left eye.
And I can tell you, we hope John McCain gets better very soon, because we miss him. He's a crusty voice in Washington. Plus, we need his vote.
The CBO score expected Monday was also delayed. Also on Friday, the health insurance lobby, which had been largely silent during the fight, criticized the Cruz amendment, saying it was unworkable and would send premiums soaring and would cost millions of Americans their insurance. McConnell said in a statement Monday evening that the Senate would instead vote on a bill to simply repeal Obamacare, with a two-year delay in which a new replacement bill would be crafted. After the news broke Monday night, the president tweeted, "Republicans should just repeal failing Obamacare now and work on a new health care plan that will start from a clean slate. Dems will join in." On Tuesday morning, he added a couple more. "We were let down by all of the Democrats and a few Republicans. Most Republicans were loyal, terrific, and worked really hard. We will return." And, "As I have always said, let Obamacare fail and then come together and do a great health care plan. Stay tuned." As if it's a reality show. The White House has declared this Made in America Week. At Monday's off-camera briefing, Sean Spicer deflected a question about where Trump-branded products are made.
"I can tell you that in some cases, there are certain supply chains or scalability that may not be available in this country. I'm not going to comment on specific products, but I will tell you that the overall arching goal, of course, though, is to grow manufacturing, to grow investment here in the United States, and to grow U.S. workers here."
Spicer then openly lied when discussing Donald Trump Jr.'s June meeting with that Russian attorney.
"The president's made it clear through his tweet, and there was nothing that, as far as we know, that would lead anyone to believe that that there was anything except for a discussion about adoption of the Magnitsky Act."
Hey, Sean, it's the Magnitsky Act, not the Magnitsky Act. And Anderson Cooper points out some alternative history there.
So Sean Spicer is saying that there was nothing that would lead anyone to believe that the meeting was for any other purpose than to discuss Russian adoptions and sanctions. That answer, it ignores the chain of emails that Donald Trump Jr. himself released under pressure, saying the meeting was about information on Hillary Clinton provided by the Russian government. Sean Spicer's answer is as if all the revelations this past week about who was at the meeting, who they claimed to represent, and what was said simply never happened at all. Keeping him honest, that defense didn't even work two Saturdays ago. It started crumbling the next day. Tonight, it's just demonstrably false. And the president's own tweet, "Most politicians would have gone to a meeting like the one Don Jr. attended in order to get information on an opponent. That's politics." Even that contradicts Sean Spicer's alternative history. The president himself is making it plain Donald Trump Jr. wasn't there to learn more about sanctions and Russian orphans. Donald Trump Jr. attended in order to get info on an opponent.
And finally, as we hit the six-month mark of the Trump administration this Thursday, his numbers aren't looking good.
President Donald Trump's approval ratings have plummeted in one poll to the lowest ever recorded in a president in his first 6 months of office. A Bloomberg national poll has President Trump's job approval rating at 40%. while Gallup puts the president rating at 38%, and the Washington Post ABC News poll finds 36% of Americans approve of the job Trump is doing, 58% disapprove. Now, with 48% saying they disapprove strongly, a level never reached by former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and reached only in the second term of George W. Bush in this poll. And on health care, that Washington Post ABC poll shows half of all Americans prefer the current health care law. About one quarter want the Republican option being pushed right now. 17% would prefer something else altogether. I got
good news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate What's News, check out The Nicole Sandler Show, Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network.